Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
All right, let's go. Bill Saints tomorrow night. Sal Capaccio from New Orleans. Glad to hear you made it, Sal.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was a little bit of a delayed flight a little bit earlier today, but hey, that happens. I mean, we're here, we're ready to go, and Superdome's actually not too far from where I am right now.
Thanksgiving in New Orleans. Were you happy that this happened on the schedule? Are you?
Boy, mixed emotions. I like having like this cool primetime spot. I like having to come to New Orleans and having a kind of a whole day to spend and walk around. I don't like having it on Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I guess the answer is that I don't like it on Thanksgiving, but I do like the fact that they're playing a Thursday night game in New Orleans. You know, I would have preferred any other Thursday night. Like, tomorrow's not going to be like a normal day. You know, there's not going to be as much going on, which is fine. You know, I'll walk around a little bit, but I would have preferred it to be just a regular Thursday night, not Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what is the French Quarter like on Thanksgiving? Are there still maniacs right out there, like, doing funnels, or is it like...
is my guess. Yes, I guess.
I mean, Bills fans are in town, so it's right. Probably going to be maniacs doing funnels, I'm going to guess.
Sal will find out for us, I'm sure. Maybe we've got a little bit of a... We've got a disconnect, I believe.
With Sal?
There's been a disconnect between Sal and us.
I just noticed
there's been a disconnect lately.
That's too bad.
We'll get him back.
It happens.
Mark Ingram is questionable for this game. Alvin Kamara is out. The Saints and their injuries are a big part of the story leading up to it. Taysom Hill, who got a contract as well, was reported on Monday. The contract is kind of interesting and maybe a little bit, I don't know, I don't want to say convoluted, but it's like lots of extra money if he ends up being the number one quarterback on that team. So still good anyway, but they use him in so many different places. Sal is back with us on the Wester Hotline. He's interesting, but really, maybe he's more interesting, Taysom Hill, because of all the skill position absences on the Saints, especially at running back.
Yeah, I mean, they like to move him all around, as you guys know. They like to do a lot of...
Okay, that didn't work either, so...
This is just not destined to happen.
This is like talking
destined
to Rob.
Destined to not happen is what I mean.
This is like talking to Rob.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah, You know what? When you're downtown in a lot of different interference in some of these cities, it's a little bit different. So hopefully you have me now, and I think we corrected it.
Yes.
I watched Sean Payton's press conference when I got off the plane. He had a brief media session today, and he would not discuss. He said, I'm not going to discuss who's the quarterback depth. He said, you know, we're trying to win a game. So we don't know what's going to happen. I'm guessing it's going to be Simeon. But I very much expect, Taysom Hill to be taking snaps out of Wildcat or however they want to do that. They love to move him around and do a lot of different things with him, obviously.
I mean, they've got a lot of injuries, Sal, and the running backs and the offensive line are a part of that. But, I wonder if, Sean Payton isn't above watching what the Colts did to the Bills last week and just going, fine, I'm going to run Taysom Hill 20 times until you show me you can stop him.
Yeah, I think that's right, too. But I think the other part of that is, in the equation, is the Bills know that that happened to them. So, you know, you wonder what adjustments they make. I wonder if, as I mentioned to you guys, Ely Anku could be active. I wonder if Brandon Bryant could be active. I think they need more size. I think that they'll have a better concentration. And, look, I mean, as much as the Colts receivers aren't like a name, who's who, Michael Pittman's really good. This group of receivers is maybe the worst in the league, really, honestly. And, you know, who... So if you want to dedicate resources to the run, like, this is the week to do it, to be quite honest with you.
Sal, how do you feel like the Bills are feeling after that game on Sunday? Like, this is a team with very high expectations. Are they, in your opinion, sort of the way they sounded and talked after that game, kind of looking at it as what they hope to have be a blip on their schedule? Or did you sense some real concern among the team?
I wouldn't say concern among the team. I would say maybe ticked off, confusion. Like, why are we in this spot? Like, we're better than this, you know? And however that manifests itself can go a lot of different ways all the time. You know, it can spiral out of control or it can really rally you a little bit. I think that for the most part, I think Sean McDermott's done a good job of, you know, when his team has had strife or adversity, you know, they bounce back pretty well. You go back to the Nathan Peterman game, like after the Saints rolled them and they go down, then they decide to make the quarterback switch. They go to L.A. Everything's coming off. The wheels are totally falling off. They go to Kansas City, they win the next week, right? I mean, I think they got back on track, whatever they did in that game. You know, they've had a couple of rough patches here or there over the last couple of years. They always seem to dig out of it. You know, you have a really tough loss in Arizona on the Hail Mary. They have the bye week. They come back. They play their best football of the year, really, over the next several weeks. Not the greatest game. The next week, or the next game when they played against L.A., but, you know, you get it. They've done that. And I think that that's a good sign. But anytime you get beat the way you get beat and you really get handed it to you and you have so many high expectations, you can also just kind of find yourself, I think, wondering, like, ooh, what's going on here, and lose that confidence.
What do you suppose they'll do at running back, Sal? We know Sean McDermott told Howard Simon and Jeremy White this morning, when asked if Breida has earned more touches, he simply said yes. So that would indicate that he's at least active, if not, you know, a more active participant in the actual game. Do you think, like last week, that means Moss, Singletary, and Tywan Jones and Reggie Gilliam too? Or do you think maybe, I guess it's more about Singletary or Moss, do you think one of them potentially gets left undressed for this game?
I do. I think it's very possible that you could be looking at a guy like Zach Moss maybe not playing. He really didn't do much last week. But, you know, they may want his physical presence. So even with those guys that you mentioned, that's the only guy really back there that, you know, I think it runs the way that I think that they want to run the ball every once in a while. But it's just a numbers game at that point too, Bulldog, because if they do want to devote more resources to the run, and they do get a couple elevations, we haven't seen it. You know, if Bryant or Anku are elevated, they don't necessarily count against the roster, but you have to massage the roster the right way here if you're going to do that. So it's possible Tremaine Evans is coming back. He's not going to be inactive, so that's another one you have to add to the list. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised, and if you're going to use Matt Breida a little bit more, which I expect them to, then you wonder what the cost versus benefit is of that extra roster spot for a guy like Zach Moss. I wouldn't expect Singletary. I think Singletary's been much more efficient than Zach Moss has, but it's going to be a good question, and, you know, we'll see 90 minutes before the game, but I do think Matt Breida is going to be more involved, and I'm not expecting him to get 15 to 20 touches, but I think that he could be the guy who gets the most touches out of the backfield in this game.
Sal, star Latulele, missing time. Is there a latest on him? Is there anything new or any reason to expect him to be a possibility tomorrow night to play?
No, nothing. And obviously Howard and Jeremy did ask Sean about that this morning as well. And as you guys know, he doesn't talk about anybody in the COVID protocol, but we have not heard anything. And I would expect if either of them had been able to play that we would have had an inkling or something said or announced by the team that they'd be activated. I don't know the exact, you know, situation with the COVID, the guys of, like, you can go up to game time, like, tomorrow because the game's a night game especially. They may be able to do that. But at this point, guys, like, neither is practice either. So I wouldn't expect either of them to be available. And, you know, Spencer Brown, if we're going by thinking that he's unvaccinated and all that, it wouldn't even be 10 days yet for him.
Right. Latulele is on a different timeline. That's why, like, there's – If one of the two is going to be a surprise, like, oh, he's off the list, he's eligible to play, he's active, like, Latulele is the one to me. I mean, again, you're making an assumption that Brown isn't vaccinated. I feel like that's a pretty safe assumption. Even with McDermott not wanting to give us anything, he did sort of give away a little bit, I think, in that regard. So, you know, I guess we'll see. I mean, you know, what
yeah,
you mentioned.
Can I just also mention, it's not just 10 days, so people know, because I've gotten this question a lot, guys, which is, well, it's 10 days, so how come? Well, it's 10 days, plus they have to have two negative tests as well within a certain, I think, 24-hour period after that, and they have to be symptom-free. So there's a lot of things that go into being, you know, able to play again.
Well, I certainly understand the mixed emotions point about being on the road for Thanksgiving in this spot, but it is super cool that the Bills are there, as you also said. I can think of one food item that I'll be eating tomorrow that I would always be eating, or definitely at least once be eating if I took a vacation to New Orleans. There's one item that stands out to me as a crossover, that is andouille sausage. Andouille sausage. You know, Cajun, gumbo, whatever, and then jambalaya, and then also in the stuffing. It's great in the stuffing.
Mm.
So there it is.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a top, three
sausage.
Top
three sausage.
I'm a big, like, seafood pasta guy. You know what I mean? I like to have my seafood, my mussels and scallops and shrimp. So there's a good place for that here in New Orleans, I think.
Oh, yeah. I bet there are lots.
Yeah.
Very good.
For sure.
I would eat that out of a truck in New Orleans and expect it to be great.
Literally out of the exhaust pipe.
Yes, right. You just, like,
Pelicans
flush
are playing
it
tonight
through.
Right next to the Superdome.
Pelicans?
Yeah. I think a few people I know are going, but I was looking at prices online. Like, I went over to Ticketmaster, like Upper Deck, like $5, you know, 300 level, like $19 to $28 or something to sit, like maybe 25 rows up the corners. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it tonight. I don't know.
Who do they play?
We'll do something like that. The Washington Wizards.
I'm looking at prices too. They're plus +4 and plus +152 on the money line.
Wizards.
I mean, do it. How many chances does anybody get to go to a Pelicans game?
Well, I've only been to a couple NBA games in my life. I don't remember who the Orlando Magic played. I went there one time. But I do remember I went and saw the Detroit Pistons, and they also played the Washington Wizards. So it would be kind of odd that I would say out of, like, the three games I ever went to, the Wizards played two.
Would that have been at the Palace?
Yes, it would have. I believe so. I'm pretty sure if I remember right. It would have been about 7-8 years ago, so would that have been the Palace?
Maybe.
I think that's still the Palace then, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Silverdome.
No, definitely not.
No, it was not the Silverdome. I can tell you that for sure.
All right, Sal, have a great time. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow night.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll chat tomorrow before the game.
Yes, that's right. Of course, we'll be on together tomorrow afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Sal.
All right, Sal Capaccio on our Wester hotline, live from New Orleans. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.